Only slightly less devoted, and certainly more unexpected, was Alfred C. Kinsey, who became famous for his studies of human sexuality in the 1940s and 1950s. But before his mind became filled with sex, so to speak, Kinsey was an entomologist, and a dogged one at that. In one expedition lasting 2 years, he hiked 2,500 miles to assemble a collection of 300,000 wasps. How many stings he collected along the way is not, alas, recorded. Something that had been puzzling me was the question of how you assured a chain of succession in these arcane fields. Clearly, there cannot be many institutions in the world that require or are prepared to support specialists in barnacles or Pacific snails. As we parted at the Natural History Museum in London, I asked Richard Forte how science ensures that when one person goes, there's someone ready to take his place. He chuckled rather heartily at my naivete. I'm afraid it's not as if we have substitutes sitting on the bench somewhere, waiting to be called in to play. When a specialist retires, or, even more unfortunately, dies, that can bring a stop to things in that field, sometimes for a very long while. And I suppose that's why you value someone who spends 42 years studying a single species of plant, even if it doesn't produce anything terribly new. Precisely, he said. Precisely. And he really seemed to mean it.